I'm Pastor Tim. Welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 540. What are you after? We're all after something. That's why we get up in the morning. It's the thing that's driving us and propelling us forward. And we can see it more easily in others than in ourselves. We often say things like, he's all about sports, or she's obsessed with looking good, or he's really into his career. What are you after? This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. And sometimes there's a lot of things vying for our love, a lot of things vying for our attention and our motivation. The scripture tells us that God is after a person who is after his own heart. You can read about it in 1 Samuel 13:14. And that person who gets the designation is none other than King David. Yep, that King David. The King David who slept with his neighbor's wife, who had the husband killed, and who wasn't a very good father. And before we dismiss that as Old Testament, let's hear this verse from Acts 13:22. And he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will. Okay, in what sense can David be given that descriptor? Well, give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's look at that story, share a portion of scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and challenge you to go after God's heart today. It's clear he's not a person after God because he's perfect. He's not a person after God because he's doing the right thing all the time. So what is it then? Well, people have posited their own opinions. Kelly Williams says that being a person after God's own heart is when other people see God's hand in your life, when you're determined to face the impossible, when you realize your success comes from God, when God's enemies try to come after you, when you inquire of God and obey, well, notice it says, who will do all my will, about David, and when you make worship your supreme focus, David, the great worshiper. And those are good, but what do you think? Do they capture what it means to be a person after God's heart? If you're not convinced, here's another list. Ron Edmondson has his own idea. He says that David is called that because he is humble, reverent, respectful, trusting, loving, devoted, recognizing God, faithful, obedient, and repentant. And he's got scriptures to back all of that up. Well, my point for us today is, whatever it is, whatever you put on your list of qualifiers that make a person after God's own heart, it can't be someone who never blows it, even big time. It's got to be something else, something internal and eternal, something about where we're focused, about what we're after, even when we mess up trying to live it out. Here's the great question. What would you put on your list of qualities that would describe a person who is going after God's heart? Can you think of any? What comes to your mind right now? Let's pray this prayer adapted from crosswalk.com. Dear Lord, help me to cultivate the simplicity of devotion to you. I want you to be my primary ambition in life. I desire to behold your beauty and to dwell in your house all the days of my life. Let seeking your heart be the goal of my life, even in the busy and stressful times. Help me to discover your emotions and the purpose of your heart. I want to be a lover of God and thirsty after you every day. Teach me how to align my heart with yours. Teach me to enjoy life the way you desire. I choose to be confident in your love. I am part of your bride. I love you, O Lord, my strength. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 541. And in the meantime, Chuck Swindoll wrote, what is God looking for? He's looking for men and women whose hearts are completely his. That means there are no locked closets, nothing swept under the rug. That means that when you do wrong, you admit it and come to terms with it. You long to please him in your actions. You care deeply about the motivations behind your actions. God is not looking for magnificent specimens of humanity. He's looking for deeply spiritual, genuinely humble, honest to the core servants who have integrity. Hey, podcast family, everyone is after something. What are you after?